Genesis 3:8 says, "And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden." The best commentary on the Bible is the Bible itself. We've already seen that when the Bible refers to the Lord as Creator, it's a direct reference to Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Hebrews 1:2 explains that God the Father hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son, whom He hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also He made the worlds. The Father worked through the Son, by whom all things were created by the power of the Holy Spirit. And we read in Colossians 1:16, "For by Him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by Him and for Him." But after creation week in Genesis 1, we find the Lord God walking in the Garden of Eden, as Genesis 3:8 says, "And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day." And I remember wondering whether this was the Father or the Son, and then letting the question kind of just lie there without an answer for some time, until the truth of Colossians 1:15 became clear to me when Paul described Jesus saying, "Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature." It all began to make sense. God is a spirit, as John 4:24 says, "God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth." But when God takes visible bodily form, it's Jesus. That's what's clearly taught in 1 Timothy 3:16. "And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory." When we see God walking and talking among men in visible form before the incarnation when He was born in Bethlehem, it's Jesus pre-incarnate. And that may sound a bit redundant, but I'm simply making it clear that this is what we see in Scripture. And this is what we're seeing in the Garden of Eden in Genesis 3. Jesus is the image of the invisible God. When God is visible, it is Jesus. Some may not grasp the importance of this matter, but all I can tell you is that when I grasped this fact, I gained a clarity that I just didn't have before. The thought of Jesus walking in the garden with Adam and Eve, it just helps me to understand the relationship of God with our first parents before sin entered into the world. In Genesis 2:7, when it says, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul," that is Jesus creating man from the dust. And we discussed how that dust is a reference to the elements which contain the DNA instructions that Jesus, who is the Word, spoke and breathed into man in our Evidence for God number 26 devotional titled DNA in the Dust. And that is what John meant in his gospel in chapter 1 and verse 4 when he wrote, "In Him was life." Jesus was personally, intimately used in the creation of man. The Father created all things by Him. And Jesus was personally, lovingly walking with Adam in the Garden of Eden. And we can only imagine how grieved and disappointed Jesus was, even though He is omniscient and knows the beginning from the ending, when Adam and Eve abandoned such a close, beautiful relationship to give in to temptation as presented by the serpent. But we've all done it. The important thing is to be born again by faith in the gospel of Jesus Christ so that one day we will live in the restored Edenic conditions of the kingdom age where Jesus will once again live and walk among His children in a world without sin and without death. Revelation 21:3 says, "And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people, and God Himself shall be with them and be their God."